Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. Apologies for missing yesterday. Unfortunately, I had a death in the family and needed to attend a funeral. I'm actually going to talk around Memorial Day a little bit about some of my own elderly World War II vet relatives who are passing on. But that'll be Memorial Day week, and maybe some of you will want to share your own stories and feelings at that time, as maybe you're going through some similar things in your own family, and we'll give you a space and a way to do that. But that's at that time. So thanks to Jamie Floyd for picking up the show yesterday, and thanks to Bob Henley and Richard Hake for picking up some of the fundraising. We do have to make up for lost time a little this morning, so I hope everyone who listens on a regular basis will donate something to the station here on the second day of our spring membership drive. Donate something for 2011 if you haven't done so already, and we're not going to dwell on it right now. I'll talk about it more later. But you know the ask, and hopefully it won't take much asking. So thanks a lot for considering it at 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org. Again, thanks to everybody for thinking about supporting the station. Our first topic today is about a really interesting political development here in New York State. If you haven't heard this about this already, a sort of 2012 preview election will be held next Tuesday in a congressional district between Rochester and Buffalo. This is the seat vacated when Congressman Chris Lee resigned in that shirtless Craigslist personal ad while married scandal. Oops. And the special election to replace him is being fought as if it was President Obama versus Paul Ryan, with their competing visions for the federal budget and competing visions of Medicare. Here were some interesting clips from the district, and to talk about the national implications is our own Anna Sale, WNYC political reporter for our politics website. It's afreecountry.org, and you can see her full article there headlined, New York 26 Race Brings Washington Budget Battle to Western New York. Good morning, Anna.
Hi, Brian.
So remind us, first of all, just for the schadenfreude of it, what happened to Chris Lee?
Oh, Chris Lee, if you didn't see the photo, then let me just remind you. If you saw the photo, you'll remember the shirtless photo of Congressman Chris Lee he sent in response to a Craigslist ad. Gawker reported it. The photo was everywhere, and within a day, he had resigned office.
And seems like small potatoes now in light of Mr. Dominique Strauss-Kahn and even Arnold Schwarzenegger fostering basically twins with different women.
It's the power of a photo.
But nevertheless, Chris Lee is gone. And who are the candidates and how are they campaigning as surrogates for President Obama and Paul Ryan?
There are so many interesting things happening in this race that are pulling in all these national threads. So Chris Lee resigns in January, so there's not been a representative in Congress since then. So there's been this huge budget battle happening in Washington in the interim, and this district has not had anybody voting. So now this is an opportunity for voters to say how they'd want their representative to have voted on that. And that was, of course, the Paul Ryan budget, the massive changes to Medicare, and that's what's being fought right now. So the different candidates, Jane Corwin is a Republican assemblywoman. She's running on the conventional sort of Republican line. She is running in support of the Paul Ryan budget. And you would think she would be the hands-down favorite in this district because this is long-time traditionally Republican territory. But it's not. It's really close. Kathy Hochul, the Democrat in the race, is running right on her heels. She's the Erie County clerk. And is attacking her position on Medicare. Medicare is the huge issue in this race. Then you've got this guy, Jack Davis, who has run for this seat three times before as a Democrat, but this time he's running as an independent. Hmm. He petitioned to get on the ballot, and he got on the ballot and decided, I'm going to call my ballot line the Tea Party line. So he's running as a Tea Partier, even though he doesn't have the support of national Tea Party groups. And then just for good measure, the fourth guy is a Green Party candidate who has no chance, but he became famous earlier this year. He runs a site called Buffalo Beast. He became famous earlier this year for prank calling Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and posing as fundraiser David Koch. So all sorts of threads getting pulled into this race.
That guy, that prankster that guy. Who posed as David Koch calling Scott Walker, yes. is in this race?
Yes.
Wow. But he's not the mainstream Democrat. Let's play some clips. Corwin, the Republican, Jane Corwin, this is a 30-second campaign commercial that's running. You want to set this up?
It's just running this week. So Jane Corwin, as I said, has been hammered on Medicare. Kathy Hochul, the Democrat, has said that she would decimate Medicare because she supports the Paul Ryan budget. So this is how Jane Corwin has responded this week.
Kathy Hochul, a false campaign about Jane Corwin's position on Medicare, when the truth is it's Hochul who says she would cut Medicare and Social Security.
Everything should be on the table. Entitlements, defense spending, but also revenues.
Kathy Hochul, cuts to Medicare, cuts to Social Security, and higher taxes.
I'm Jane Corwin, and I approve this message. I'll fight to save Medicare from bankruptcy, and I'll never let career politicians cut Social Security. You can count on that.
I already want to run screaming from the polls.
Aren't you?
This one's going to destroy the lives of old people. No, that one's really going to destroy the lives of old people.
Exactly. And look at the language that Jane Corwin uses there. She says, I will protect Medicare from bankruptcy. So in that way, she is defending the Paul Ryan plan, which is, again, would change Medicare for people who are age 55 and under right now into something that's more similar to Medicare Part D. It would be you would have a private Medicare provider. You would have to pay premium. So she is saying that she would protect it from bankruptcy because if the status quo continues, we just heard from Medicare trustees this week that by 2024, Medicare will be bankrupt.
So what's this clip that you have from the Democrat Kathy Hochul? Is this also about Medicare?
Well, then you see Kathy Hochul, the way she's positioning herself, because you could say that this is a race of Paul Ryan versus President Obama, but Kathy Hochul isn't really running on Obama's coattails here. She's running, this is a Republican district. It's not smart to run as President Obama's candidate. She does support the health care plan. She does oppose the Paul Ryan budget. But she's trying to position herself as the true representative of this district that Jane Corwin represents, the corporate interest and the billionaires that now own Washington politicians. This is what she had to say when I talked to her on Tuesday.
The people in this district, Republicans and Democrats, are just not buying it. So the Republicans that I've talked to in this district, Ronald Reagan Democrats, do not think that the Washington Republicans now represent them, and that's a very loud message.
Interesting. And you made a very interesting distinction to me, Anna, off the air before we went on, that the Democrat Kathy Hochul is running against the Paul Ryan Medicare plan and the Paul Ryan budget, not the Republican Medicare plan. Why that distinction?
Well, it's clear she doesn't want to. She wants Republican votes. There are a lot of Republicans in this district, people who have registered Republican because they want to vote in primaries. She wants them to vote for her. So she's not going to go out attacking Republicans per se. But it's interesting because she was at this forum on Tuesday talking to people. It was a group of people who are concerned about issues with people with disabilities. And she kept talking again and again and again about the Paul Ryan budget, the Paul Ryan budget, the Paul Ryan budget. And these are just some regular folks. So it's kind of interesting to see, is that really resonating with people? But the Medicare question certainly is. I talked to any senior citizen that I approached in this district knew a lot about this race and knew that Medicare was one of the key issues, and they are afraid. This is a woman named Alyssa DiPietro who I talked to.
There's a lot of fear out there.
Yes.
And their fear that they're going to be left for their life is going to be shortened because of it.
I mean, she's afraid she's going to die earlier. Like, this is serious. People, when you start talking about taking away Medicare or changing Medicare, people get very afraid. And so they're trying to sort through who is the candidate that is going to protect them.
And, you know, this is also an indication to me that no matter how many times a politician or an elected official says something that's true, it doesn't necessarily break through. Like on Obama's side, with the tax cuts for, the upper income folks, he wanted to repeal the Bush tax cuts. You weren't going to be taxed at a higher rate except on the dollars that exceeded $250,000, not on everything you earn if you make more than $250,000. But no matter how many times he said that, a lot of upper middle class people thought they were going to be taxed at a higher rate from dollar one. Now you have Paul Ryan, and I think to be fair to him, who is going around the country saying at every opportunity that the changes that he's proposing for Medicare will only take effect for people who are currently 55 or younger. It doesn't affect current Medicare recipients or anybody who will turn 65 in the next 10 years, according to his plan. And yet you're finding a lot of elderly people in this district in Western New York who think this is actually about their benefits.
Exactly. I mean, it was so interesting because senior citizens that I talked to, people over 65, Medicare was the issue they were voting on. Middle-aged folks, it was more just a general sense of, I want somebody who can offer me some hope in Western New York. I want somebody who can stop the decline. And Medicare was not so much part of that. It was more like, who can bring economic development here and bring this area back?
WNYC's Anna Sale, political reporter for our politics website. It's freecountry.org. You can read her full article on the New York 26 race on it's freecountry.org. Western New York is especially economically depressed. Mm-hmm. So as much as we would love to focus on this as politically obsessed people here at WNYC and say, oh, this is, you know, a surrogate race for 2012 and Obama versus the Republicans or Obama versus Ryan, how much can we say this race is a metaphor for national anxieties? Because we know Western New York is in such bad shape. It's like saying Detroit would be a representative election for America.
Well, I think that there certainly are the national anxieties that are everywhere are particularly acute in Western New York. So it might not be the same feeling that you'll get in areas that haven't been quite as hit hard economically. But when you talk about Medicare, when you talk about social safety net programs, people are very afraid of losing ground. And then you talk about what's the future of Western New York, and that's pretty much the question of what's the future for America. Who can articulate what the economy is going to look like?
Loss of manufacturing jobs.
Exactly. In the post-industrial age, how do we survive? How do we get back? How do we stop the decline? And that's something that I heard from one voter in particular, this guy, a middle-aged voter named Dave. He in Batavia, he just felt so emotional and about the decline of his town.
It's a shame. You wouldn't believe all the stuff that used to be made right in this local area, all the products and factories. It's heartbreaking. Where is anybody going to work with all our jobs leaving the area? And people complain in Buffalo and Rochester about the job market being bad. They haven't come here. It's even worse.
All right. So we will see what happens next Tuesday and how much this turns into, however it turns out, how much it turns into the way that both Democrats and Republicans will run in 2012. So who's winning?
Well, it's very, very close. There was a poll back in April, Siena poll, that had Jane Corwin, the Republican, leading by 5 over the Democrat. And then Jack Davis, the independent Tea Party candidate, had over 20 points. So he's definitely the third party candidate is a factor here. So we'll just have to see.
Anna Sale, you can read her full article, New York 26 Race Brings Washington Budget Battle to Western New York, on our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. Anna, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.